We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Tiger Talk, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. And by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager.
Papi Purrier for the win. Bang!
Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Tiger Talk. Now live, here is your host, the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
Good evening and welcome to Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors on the Central National Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College. I'm Nick Jost from Mizzou Athletics, filling in tonight for Mike Kelly, who is on assignment in Knoxville, Tennessee, preparing to call tomorrow night's men's basketball game as the Tigers meet the top-ranked Tennessee Volunteers on many of these same Tiger Network stations. Our guest tonight, Mizzou Director of Athletics Jim Sterk. He's in his third year leading the Tigers' 20-sport intercollegiate athletic program, and the Tigers have enjoyed unprecedented success both academically and athletically in his first two-and-a-half seasons in Columbia. Jim, welcome to the show. We've got a few topics, I think, to talk about tonight.
Yes, we do.
Well, let's dive right into it then, and we will not waste any time in getting to the first topic that I think has had Tiger fans. It's uniting Tiger fans, no doubt about that, and since last Thursday, certainly, they have been talking about the NCAA announcement by the Committee on Infractions that was imposed some relatively severe and overreaching penalties on Mizzou's football, baseball, and softball programs. You've had a few days now kind of to digest all that's transpired. I'm guessing you are in about the same place that you were last Thursday morning when this news got dropped in your lap.
Yeah, it was really a shock and upset, and have gone through all the phases. But really, you know, as we look at it, the NCAA Committee on Infractions, and they're a group of individuals, not staff members. So they're outside folks, but they wanted to send a message, and they certainly did. Unfortunately, it's really the wrong message to the membership, and their chair, Dave Roberts, even admitted it when asked the question on the call, you know, if the schools are now being encouraged not to cooperate or tell the truth. And he said you could certainly make that argument. And I think that's as a membership-driven organization that we need cooperation to function and to work through any issues. And unfortunately, it really sent the wrong message with the penalties that they gave us after we had exemplary cooperation. We reported the issue. It was a single person, a part-time tutor, and our student athletes, it ended up being very few, and a couple of them even already had set out games, and their penalty as far as the NCAA staff were covered. And so it really is it's a complicated deal, but it really the core of it is the wrong message sent.
When you and the Mizzou delegation left after the hearing last June, did you leave thinking you would get penalties such as what were handed down last week?
Not at all. And the folks that have been in the business a long time have been involved in these cases and similar cases. At best, we knew there would be penalties and actually, you know, agreed that we had violations, but they were mitigated because of the exemplary cooperation, the reporting, all the things that we did, our compliance staff, as far as digging into all the records and looking at what had happened and the education that we had with our student athletes and our staff and the tutors, all those things, they were presented all those. And at no time did they even talk about penalties with us. And it was a pretty, as far as the conversation with me, they never asked me a single question. And it was more on the academics and the chancellor and the faculty reps. So it was really a shock and surprise.
Did you have any expectation or going in what the penalties might be, or did you have a ballpark of where they might land?
As most people know, we employed Mike Glazier, who's considered one if not the best in the business as far as being involved in these kind of cases and presenting on behalf of the university and. His feeling and others, the SEC office, we had William King there who had experience actually representing schools and going in front of the infractions committee. And at no time did they think anything near this severe. It was more of, yeah, you sat some players. There may be vacating of wins. There may be a year probation, but nothing to the extent that we received.
How have the coaches handled this, the affected programs and their student athletes?
Well, they've been great. I think, obviously, you know, surprised and having to deal with this at all. And none of them were there when it occurred and in charge. And a lot of the staff has turned over. And the student athletes, there's no current student athletes that were involved with this at all. And the ones that had, as I said before, sat out. And so the coaches have been positive. Upbeat, moving forward, and just like you would like them to be.
So now there's an appeal. Tell us a little bit about that process. I know that's something that the staff has already dug into.
Yeah, and we've had numerous meetings before and over the weekend, and in talking to our counsel and preparing kind of a plan moving forward, kind of on three levels, immediate, you know, short term and long term, but then also from a standpoint of the legal side and what we have to do. So it's within 15 days we respond, and then I think they have a period to respond, and then we have about 30 days to put our case, if you will, and send it to the appeals committee, and then they have a period, and I think at some point in time, probably an in-person meeting, but with their estimations in talking to folks that have been through this could be 6 months to a year.
And it's not the same group that heard the original case, correct?
Correct. It is a different group, and those folks will have the case. I'm not sure how that process and selection of them, but I think there's five individuals there.
One of the surprising things, the SEC has a pretty severe financial penalty relative to football or men's or women's basketball relative to the revenue that would be retained from participation in the postseason. And obviously that could be a pretty big hit to the athletic department in the short term, and then an opportunity if you have exemplary conduct over the next 5 years and no major violations, to earn at least half of that back.
Yeah, I Ole Miss had gone through this went through this, and I think theirs was in the range of $6 or $7 million. They're estimating to us it could be $8 or $9 million that would be withheld the year that we don't go to postseason or are not eligible for postseason in football.
Jim and I'll be back with more Tiger Talk presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. This is Mizzou Sports on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College.
When it comes to banking, you have a choice to make. You can go big or you can go local. Or you can go to Central Bank and get the best of both worlds. The technology, tools, and services you need with the flexibility of a bank who can make important decisions locally. Take a new look at the world of possibilities with Central Bank. Strong roots, endless possibilities. Start at centralbank.net. Member FDIC.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
Tiger fans, gear up for the season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the many convenient locations in Missouri, including our new store in Columbia, or shop online at academy.com. That's academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Missouri's families deserve safe roads and bridges. The skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and our contractors are working together to build the infrastructure you need to safely get to work, get the kids to school, and run your errands. Safe roads and bridges drive Missouri. Rely on the skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and our contractors to build your next mile of road. Paid for by MoLessett.org.
Is your man cave starting to feel like a real cave?
Is all the cold air from outside coming in to ruin all your basketball games?
Is the warm air in the summer making you feel like you're in the Sahara Desert watching that baseball game?
Call Columbia Water and Light at 573-874-2489 and find out who they would recommend to install your new air conditioner and heat pump.
Then your man cave will feel like the perfect day every day.
Brought to you by Columbia Youth Teaching Efficiency.
I'm a little bit holy water.
Dierks Bentley.
A little bit burning.
Burning Man Tour 2019, Saturday, February 23rd, Mizzou Arena. And he's bringing along special guests, John Party, Tennille Towns, and Hot Country Nights. Dierks Bentley, live in concert. Tickets on sale now at livenation.com.
Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. The right stuff, low price every day. This is Mizzou Sports on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College. The law firm of Lathorpe & Gage would like to recognize the Mizzou Three Stripes Club. The Three Stripes Club honors student-athletes who represent the Mizzou values of respect, responsibility, discovery, and excellence by going above and beyond socially, academically, and athletically. Tonight, we would like to recognize Jordan Roundtree with Mizzou Women's Basketball, the law firm of Lathorpe and Gage, proudly serving Missouri businesses since 1873. And Jordan just left the game with what looked like a twisted ankle, but her team now trails 31-30 midway through the third quarter down in Baton Rouge. Nick Jost back with Mizzou Director of Athletics Jim Sterk. We've talked about the NCAA. Now we're going to go into some more enjoyable topics to discuss. A little later on in the show, Mizzou Women's Gymnastics Coach Shannon Welker will be our guest, and he'll preview Friday night's meet against the sixth-ranked Georgia Gym Dogs. National Signing Day for football, Jim, is on Wednesday. Used to be a big deal because it was the only signing day that programs could have. Not so anymore. December seems to have taken the spotlight, so to speak. Mizzou expected to only sign about two players, probably two, on Wednesday. Just talk, after having a really highly successful signing day period last December, talk a little bit about Coach Odom, his leadership and the development of his program over the last 3 years?
Well, I think there's great momentum in the football program, and the early signing period really even gave it more of a boost as far as the student athletes that are coming and the incomers there. And as you said, it's really changed, and so that early signing period has turned into the big one. And now most programs just have a few left. I think it just probably depends on where you are in the power structure as far as the SEC. I would imagine there's only a few in each of the programs left. So, I think Barry really has done a really good job as far as he took over kind of a real rebuilding project. And his win total through his first three seasons is the most since Warren Powers in 78 through 80. And so that says a lot. And I think it really we had a heartbreaking loss in the bowl. But as I look back on it, and it's a little easier emotionally to look back after a few months have gone by, but we were three plays away from being 11-2, and I think this group is focused on this next season already, and they've started workouts, and they're focused on going 12-0, and that's their goal.
At the end of last year, you stepped forward and provided Coach Odom with a lengthy contract extension, incentives, and obviously an increased salary. Just talk maybe about the mechanics when you go about evaluating a coach and providing that type of an extension.
Well, it's one that needs a village to accomplish, and for us, all our coaches. Contracts are approved by the chancellor and the president, and then also the board of curators. So it's a process, and everyone has to be on the same page. And I think as we were heading towards the end of the season, everyone felt what we needed to do was to extend Barry's contract and really bring him up a level as far as where he was versus his peers in the SEC. And he was hired, and his current contract, he was hired as a rookie coach, no head coach experience. He now has 3 years of SEC experience, and two of those years he's gone to a bowl. So it was a contract that rewarded that growth and momentum in the program, and I'm really excited about the future.
You talk about that momentum in the program, and certainly a lot of excitement with a number of starters returning on both sides of the ball. Next year, you'll insert Kelly Bryant, the Clemson quarterback, will certainly be vying for that starting job. What are you looking for, Jim, from a football season ticket sales standpoint?
Well, I think it's a time to really to mobilize and come out, and we've kind of just maintained and we dropped after 2015 and Barry's first year, we dropped in season ticket sales, but this year we have a lot of one momentum, but then also I think it's going to be a really neat place to come to with the south end zone being finished. You'll be able to walk around the stadium. We'll be able to do a lot more as far as interaction and fan experience within the stadium, and so that'll be neat for the fans. And also we're not looking to increase our prices and haven't increased a lot of the prices since 2012 or 13, I think, is what I've been told. And I think we're looking at the sections and areas, I think 85% of the sections are not going to have any increase at all. And so, but we do need their support, and we need people to buy season tickets. And if they can't come to a game, get a group or friends and come to a game and experience a great SEC football, and it's going to be very entertaining.
Well, and you got a very attractive home schedule this year with West Virginia, and of course the SEC East Division, and Ole Miss comes in as well. So a solid home schedule as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a great year. It won't be cold like it is right now, and or has been in the past week. It'll be I'm predicting. I think I'll have to look at the Farmer's Almanac, but I think it should be a great fall.
You mentioned, touched on the South End Zone project really starting to take shape right now. We finally got the yellow crane out of Coach Odom's office, so that's a positive step in the right direction toward getting that project completed. What type of impact does that project have, you know, not only directly on the football program, but you touched on it with the, you know, the fan experience and game day?
Yeah, it hits on three fronts as far as the game experience for the fans, because there's going to be a bunker club, as we're calling it right now, down in the end zone, and people will be able to watch the game from field level right there, and but also be able to go in and experience the sports bar kind of atmosphere, if you will, and then there'll be there's club seats, seats outside, and then you'll be able to go back into a big club area with all the amenities, food and drink and television and interaction there, socialization, and then a suite area. We have 16 suites in the end zone, and then some general admission seating, and then as well as some upper level on the top of the building, a deck area that people will be able to hang out and watch the game from as well. So a lot there. The football program, obviously all the operational and student support areas of weight training, medical training, locker room, meeting space and all that, and then coaches' offices and meeting areas. And then the other impact is from a revenue standpoint and the difference from what it was and being able to generate. I think we were generating about $1 million. We'll be able to generate a lot more. Most of it will be going to pay for that building, and it's a way to pay for those amenities, and that it will be one of the best facilities in the country. And so for us, it's an investment, but also it'll help us on the bottom line as well.
We'll be back with more Tiger Talk presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. This is Mizzou Sports on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College.
There's more here than just a degree. The University of Missouri is a place where hands-on learning helps students become standout employees, where graduates quickly earn jobs around the world thanks to a network of alumni that's more than 300,000 strong. Mizzou is where opportunities are found in 300 degree programs and where 500 student organizations make it easy to belong. Discover what Mizzou can do for your student. Visit admissions.missouri.edu today.
It's internet and TV like never before. Introducing Extreme. With Extreme, you can stream live TV to mobile devices in your home and use TiVo to take your recorded shows on the go. Plus, use apps like YouTube and Netflix on your TV. Yep, your favorite apps are now available on your big screen. And with the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, this system is built for multi-streaming. Experience Extreme. New from Mediacom. Call 844-EXTREME3.
Another insurance puzzle from Trusted Choice.
Expansive soil. It's soil that expands when it gets wet. Too much expansion and your house is in a sinkhole. But here's the worst part. Homeowners insurance never covers this damage. You need special coverage that some insurers offer, most don't. Trusted Choice independent agents work with many insurance companies, not just one, so they can help you get the coverages you want.
To locate the Trusted Choice agency in your area, visit trustedchoice.com.
I'm not a control freak, but I like things a certain way. My way. That's why I love how Regions Lockit lets me lock my Regions personal credit cards, check cards, and now prepaid cards when and how I want to for online, in-store, or even ATM transactions. And unlocking is just as easy. You don't have to be a control freak to think that's awesome.
Open a Regions checking, credit, or now card account with new Lockit. It's secure, easy to use, and customizable. Regions, official bank of the SEC. Member FDIC. Your mobile carrier's messaging and data fees may apply.
Recently, a local office receptionist asked me if we could talk to her manager about upgrading their waiting room furniture. She said the guest chairs were not only uncomfortable and unattractive, they were sagging so much that they were difficult for their aging clients to get out of. This is Dan with Samco Business Products. Look around your office. If your furnishings are conveying you as worn and saggy, contact our experienced team to refresh your office and your image. After all, who wants a saggy image? Samco Business Products. Work just got better.
SiriusXM brings you SEC College Hoops like no one else. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM SEC Radio from experts like Peter Burns and Chris Doering, as well as live play-by-play. So catch every Dagger, Diamond, Drive in your car, online, or on the SiriusXM app. Or try us out for free with a streaming trial subscription and take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free streaming trial at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
More Tiger Talk presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. This is Mizzou Sports on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College. Academy has 9 convenient locations in Missouri, including one right here in Columbia and in St. Peter's, or shop online at academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics. Nick Jost on Tiger Talk, hosting Tiger Talk tonight for Mike Kelly. He is in Knoxville, Tennessee, preparing to broadcast tomorrow night's men's basketball game against number one Tennessee. He'll be on the air with his broadcast partner, Chris Trevino, at approximately 7:30 Central Time. Jim Stirk, Missouri's Director of Athletics, is with us tonight. In our next segment, we'll talk women's gymnastics with Mizzou head coach Shannon Welker. Jim, let's talk a little bit now about men's and women's basketball, as the women are tied 33-all with LSU with about 2 minutes to go in the third quarter down in Baton Rouge. The men, Konzo Martin's debut year, highly successful, won 20 games, reached the NCAA tournament, really ignited the fan base, got people energized. Young team this year. In fact, the freshmen and sophomores in the game against Vanderbilt the other night scored 33 of the team's 77 points. So certainly the future, not only for the remainder of this year, but next year is certainly bright. Just talk a little bit about what you see out of that program and the development and the stages and progress that Coach Martin and his staff are making.
Well, obviously a great group of coaches one, it starts with Coach Martin and the staff he brought in, and they've really done a good job to really resurrect Mizzou basketball. And win or lose, we're going to be in every game, and they really get a lot out of the players. They improve over time, and if he has a chance to coach them over a summer and over a year to prepare, I think getting a lot out of the freshmen that have come in, they've contributed right away because they came in over the summer and they developed, got stronger, put in a lot of shots as he likes to see, and develop their scoring ability. And so obviously a big setback with Jonte, but I think the future is very bright. I was talking to an alum, and he was talking about in 2 years the lineup that you possibly have that's out on the court right now playing significant minutes is going to be a really, really good group.
Well, and the player development part of it, you know, last year it was kind of Jordan Barnett who really raised his game. And this year you're seeing it out of another Jordan and Jordan Geist.
Yeah, Jordan Geist, you know, a lot of people were, you know, didn't think he had it in him. And you hear after every game in the SEC how impressed the SEC coaches are in the change in him over the past year. And I think that's attributed to Jordan's determination to get better, but also the direction of the coaches and how he could get better. And so I think he took it to heart and really improved over the offseason.
Go to the other side of Mizzou Arena, Robin Pinchton's team certainly nationally ranked for most of the season, and certainly at the halfway point of the SEC, standing at 5-3. She's also just 2 wins shy of 500 in her career heading into tonight's game against LSU. Just talk in general, Jim, about the type of program she has built and the job she has done here in Columbia.
Yeah, I've had the good fortune of working with her the past 3 years, and she is one that has really continued to build the entire program. And I think it's the quality of individuals that she brings in as far as players and developing. And obviously the Sophie Cunninghams of the world have really helped that. And I think she sold her on the vision. And I think she's continuing to attract those kind of players that can be high impact players in the future. And so the future is very bright. She also does a great job of engaging the community and the folks that are involved in the program, supporting on a regular basis, coming to all the games, and even through the tough few weeks of weather we've had, those folks have come out to those games and really supported the team, and the players do a great job of engaging with the community as well before or after games and then in the off season.
Well, and again, and great development there, you know, across the board. She has kind of a mixture of a little bit of a new roster and some veterans. So certainly a challenge in building that roster and competing throughout the season. You know, Jim, you look at the other Mizzou sports teams, the winter sports teams, if you will. You've got, you know, four of them in the top 25 still. Wrestling is at number five. Every wrestler is ranked in the top 25 at their respective weight class. Women's gymnastics is number 13. And the swimming and diving teams are both solid, with the men checking in at 16 and the women at 19, as they head now into really their championship season, the SEC and the and then the NCAA championships later this month, or next month, excuse me. What is the consistent theme that makes all four of those programs so successful? And I would be remiss, too. Track and field has had some great individual performances, and certainly their national finish will probably be much higher than their SEC finish, just as it's been in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think the common factor is the quality of the individuals we have leading those programs. And we talk about winning it right and doing coaching and being the type of program that individuals want to be a part of, and the individuals we have leading those programs are consistently high quality individuals, high integrity, a great character, but also very talented in their respective sports, as far as the knowledge and development of talent and being able to bring in the type of individual that can help compete at this highest level, but also compete in the classroom as well. And they've had great success, all those programs, as far as the academic achievements as well.
When we come back, we'll be joined by Shannon Welker, the head women's gymnastics coach here at Mizzou. His team is ranked 13th nationally. We'll give Jim a little bit of a break, and we'll be back with more Tiger Talk presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. This is Mizzou Sports on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College.
Make the most out of your next trip. Fly direct from Columbia to Denver with Columbia Regional Airport. Whether Colorado is your final destination or a stop on the way, when you want fast, easy, convenient, fly COU. Columbia Regional Airport. Let's go.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Missouri Tigers. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
I'm a little bit holy water.
Dierks Bentley.
A little bit burning.
Burning Man Tour 2019, Saturday, February 23rd, Mizzou Arena. And he's bringing along special guests, John Party, Tennille Towns, and Hot Country Nights. Dierks Bentley, live in concert. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com.
We're live at the Managed Print All-Star Game, where Marco lit up the scoreboard with a game-winning lineup of services. Marco started the game with a print assessment that found big gaps in this team's printing environment. With the right solutions, Marco saved this team 30% on its print budget.
Wait,
Marco is replenishing the toner even after the game. Now the fans are giving Marco's service and support a standing ovation. See more Marco Management print highlights at MarcoNet.com.
Every day you wake up, the goal is to get home safely. I think everybody thinks that. Buckle up, phone down. To me, it means simply when you get in the car, buckle up before you do anything. The next part, put your cell phone down. So I think it's very important that we value lives and the importance of getting home safely. If you value lives, then you understand the importance of taking a pledge. One, to put my seatbelt on. Then the other part, to put my cell phone down. Go to mo.org/buckle-up-phone-down and take the pledge now. I've taken a pledge to save lives. Now it's your turn.
For Tiger fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of Missouri Athletics.
Make the most out of your next trip. Fly direct from Columbia to Denver with Columbia Regional Airport. Whether Colorado is your final destination or a stop on the way, when you want fast, easy, convenient, fly COU. Columbia Regional Airport. Let's go.
We're back for more Tiger Talk presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every day. This is Mizzou Sports on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College. Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Shelter Insurance. Call a local Shelter Insurance agent to set up a free personal protection review and ask about how Shelter's auto policy includes roadside assistance. Find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com. We're Shield. We're your shelter. Nick Joe's sitting in tonight for Mike Kelly, who is in Knoxville, Tennessee, getting ready for Mizzou basketball against Tennessee tomorrow, joined now by Shannon Welker, head coach of the Mizzou women's gymnastics team. And Shannon, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Excited to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you, and your team certainly off to a great start. 13th in the nation. You haven't been ranked lower than 16th, I don't believe, all year. And eight meets already against ranked opponents has given you the nation's fourth toughest schedule to date. Pretty tough sledding early on for your team.
Yeah, we've been doing I'm very pleased. You know, I saw the January schedule, and I don't know if I'm going to make it that tough on myself next year, but we got out of there at about 500 wins and losses, but really pleased with the development of our team right now and excited about where we're headed.
The program has really grown since you arrived in Columbia 6 years ago. How have you seen the culture change, and what's the difference from when you got here?
Oh, I think the, it's a little bit of just educating people that work with our program and then getting the right people, student athletes on board that understand the work that has to be done, not just on one day, but every day. And it's been really fantastic to see that development.
Well, and you talk about work. In the SEC, there's eight programs that have gymnastics. All of them are ranked in the top 25. You have just incrementally, from what I've observed, made progress each and every year as you've continued.
Well, certainly we'd like to be number one in the country, but we also are realistic and understand that there's a stair-stepping process there. And our goal is just to get better every year. And sometimes that's leaps and bounds, and sometimes that's a baby step. But we just want to keep it moving in the right direction, and I think we've done that.
Last week, your team lost a heartbreaker, three-tenths of a point to Alabama, who was eighth in the country at that time. And certainly, your young ladies competed at a very high level and went into the last event with a chance to win the meet. Just overall assess how your season's been thus far.
Yeah, really good. I thought we started the year with a nice win out at Arizona State against them in Minnesota over some ranked teams. And so very pleased with that. And then, we kept that moving and we've had some tough losses, but we've done really, really well along the way. I was really pleased with how we competed against Alabama. They've been a very good team for however many decades here, and we got them within 3/10. So I think that shows a lot of growth in where we're going and what we're capable of this season. I look forward to seeing them again.
One thing that's really helped not only for this season, but is the senior class. And I know that they have been very important to you, not only obviously this season thus far, but really in developing your program here over the last 4 years. What just have they meant to Mizzou and to your program?
Yeah, this is a really unique class. I think there's a large number of them, number one, and we have a redshirt senior in there as well. So, so many great leaders. I mean, they're so reliable from day in and day out, just getting the work done. They're great leaders, not only on the competition floor, but they really help. I've seen them mentor some of our younger student athletes on our team and just help them do the things that they need to do to be more successful than maybe even they were.
Big meet this Friday night. You've got number 6, Georgia comes to town. It's the annual Pink Out meet. Fans who haven't seen a Mizzou gymnastics meet should go and check it out. What should they look for when they get there?
Yeah, it should be fun. Well, we've got some new updates over at Hearns and some exciting stuff, which really adds to our fan experience, too. We've installed a brand new video board overhead and some new other video boards on the lower level near some of the stairwells. And it really has enhanced the fan experience there. And we've got some live feeds going on. And it really is a fun and fast-paced atmosphere. And the brand new floor in there looks fantastic. So visually, it's going to be much, much more appealing to our fans. You know, in regards to that, it's going to be an awesome competition, too. Again, you got number 6 and number 13. And we're looking forward to matching up again with another really tough SEC opponent. And it's going to be fun for our fans. And hopefully we'll walk out of there with the W this time.
Points of emphasis for your team as you head down the stretch here.
Yeah, I think the exciting thing here is that usually, you know, in the years past, we've gotten to about the midway point of our season, which we're about roughly there in our regular season at this point. And I felt like, boy, this is what we have personnel-wise, and we just need to help develop them and get them, keep them healthy. The difference this year is I feel like we have so many more people on our team that have not even shown what they can do yet in competition, and we're hoping to continue to add more and more depth as we move through. So I think that is really exciting right there as well.
That's one thing I've noticed from last year to this year, the depth of your team, and you've got a lot more individuals competing in the various events maybe than you did last year.
Yeah. I think that's some exciting. The more people we can get involved in what we're doing, that's great for everybody. It makes more people feel like they're a piece of the success that we're having. Additionally, it allows us to rest some people along the way to keep them healthy so we can have our best possible student athletes competing for us when it becomes postseason time.
How far can this team go?
Boy, I like to I get chills when I think about it. I think we have a kind of a new format this year, but I think this team's got the ability to end up at the NCAA championships this year, which would mean we need to be top 8 in the country. I think if we're competing well and we continue to develop a couple of things here and there, and we have the right people on the floor, I really have high hopes for them.
You mentioned kind of a little bit of a format change in the postseason. And the NCAA this year has added a super regional component to your sport. It'll be held simultaneously over 3 straight days. How does that help a program like Mizzou?
Well, I think what it does for us, you know, we will most likely get a bye, so to speak, in that first round of the NCAA regional round, and we'll end up competing in that day 2, where we're going to need to qualify into day 3 and so on. I think when we've got quality depth that we have, and I'm hoping it continues to get better, that's going to make us stronger so we can maybe interchange some student athletes from day 1 to day 2. So I think that's where it helps us. And then just being used to the level of competition that we see day in and day out. I think when we go up against some other conferences, I feel like we're maybe better prepared, quite honestly.
I know it's early. I think, 21, the NCAA Gymnastics Championship regional round and super regional come to Mizzou Arena. Obviously, a high water mark for your program.
Yeah, we were excited to get that bid. We've been working on that thing. I think we put a bid in every year since we've been here, and we finally got one for the year of 2021. And I think that's a great year for us to have it. We've got some fantastic student athletes coming in the door. We're going to lose some fantastic ones too, but I think every year we're recruiting at a higher and higher level, and that should put us in a great position to be the host team for that and help us move on.
Doesn't hurt to get to compete at home, does it?
No, that the home field advantage, you know, we talk about it in all sports. When we've got our fans there and they are boisterous and supportive, it really helps us. And in a sport like ours where it's very, very subjective, it helps even more because you're not just influencing the referees, you're influencing the judges on the floor, and it certainly does help.
Shannon, good luck against Georgia on Friday night and with the rest of your season. Thanks for coming in and joining us tonight.
My pleasure. Go Tigers.
That is Shannon Welker, the head coach of the 13th-ranked Mizzou women's gymnastics team. Jim and I will be back with more Tiger Talk after this. Tiger Talk, of course, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. This is Mizzou Sports on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College.
Welcome to F-150 Radio, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Dean, go.
I'm all about lowering the bar, like I only brush my teeth on Monday.
The new Ford F-150 lineup raises the bar by being number one in towing, payload, and torque. It can make you more capable.
Capable, shmapable.
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
When properly configured, Plus is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
We are Missouri Employers Mutual, the state's number one provider of workers' compensation insurance. But we're more than an insurance policy. We are safety fanatics. Our innovative safety and claim services help thousands of employers keep their employees safe and business successful. And we do all of that with integrity and respect. In your complex business world, we make safety simple and it pays dividends. Visit safetyfanatics.com to learn how we are different. MEM, putting safety to work for you.
In Missouri, we're lucky. Think about it. All the profits from all Missouri Lottery tickets turn into programs for schools and students. From early childhood education to A-plus scholarships for college. And from scratchers to Powerball, every ticket you play builds on that. That's something we can all be proud of. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery.
When the Tigers win, you win at Papa John's. The day after every Missouri Tigers men's or women's basketball victory, you get 50% off regular menu price online orders using the promo code TIGERSWIN online at papajohns.com. That's right, 50% off your entire online orders the day after a Tigers win. Enter promo code TIGERSWIN at papajohns.com. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Proud partner of your Missouri Tigers.
Yes bucks the trend. It ignores the status quo. Yes has no time for conformity. And it's how at MU Health, our disruptive spirit of yes took a blood thinner in use since the 40s and said, we can do better. The result? A remarkable 39% lower risk of stroke. Proof that at MU Health, defying the odds can actually improve them. Yes makes it possible.com.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
We're back for more Tiger Talk presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. The right stuff, low prices every day. This is Mizzou Sports on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College. And Tiger Talk brought to you in part by Central Bank, your hometown bank and the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today at www.tigerchecking.com. And Mizzou Athletics would also like to thank our premier partners, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance. Nick Jost, Jim Stirk back for the next-to-last segment here on Tiger Talk. Jim, let's talk a little bit about football scheduling, always something that I think fans have a great interest in. You recently announced non-conference games through the 2024 season. Just talk maybe a little bit about Mizzou's football scheduling relative to non-conference games.
Well, it starts with the conference, and the SEC is a conference that believes eight league games, conference games, is the appropriate number, and so then you have four other games to schedule. One of those at least needs to be with another Power Five or equivalent opponent, and then you look at what you need as far as where you think the program is, who's available. People don't realize we're scheduling out there 6-8 years, sometimes even longer on those schedules, and so we have very little ability as the year gets closer to make movement. And it has helped that there's been a national scheduler, if you will, Dave Brown, that helps with those non-conference games and trying to fit those in as you have need and who's available, who will do a home and home, who will do a one game, as we call bye game. game where we just pay a certain amount, and those numbers have continued to rise up of getting an opponent to come in and not have the return date. So it's somewhat of a chess match. It's something that needs a lot of work, and obviously you're involved with it, and the point person on it has done a great job with that.
Jim, there's a lot of talk nationally, especially amongst the Power Five programs and conferences, that the conferences, maybe at least maybe the media's perspective, should all play the same number of conference games. Has the SEC talked about going from 8 to 9, at least amongst the ADs, or is that something that they don't have an appetite for right now?
Well, actually, we've talked about it. I think they spent a lot of months when the conference membership changed and Missouri and Texas A&M came in and really looked at what did they want to do, and we're into that cycle probably, I think, 23 or 24. I think we discussed that, but it's not something that we've looked at as far as adding games. We have it out there as an option, but it's not something that anyone has been serious about. I think what it is working, the formula is working as far as the SEC. It's one of the toughest conferences in the country, and I think if any, there's a discussion of, you know, maybe, you know, how can we change? Could we change things in the next cycle to see opponents more often that are in the other division?
Well, and it's really hard in a 4-year or 5-year career for a student athlete. They obviously, because of the number of teams in the SEC, they're not going to get to play each team.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, we've started to look at, and it's not anything that's going to change, as I said, in the near future. But you know, could it be something we look at where we do face an opponent from the other division, either home or away, at least once during a 4 or 5 year cycle?
Change the subject here for just a second. Tiger student athletes excelling, you know, Jim, academically in the classroom. 3.125 grade point average for the fall semester, which is the highest ever in Mizzou history. 67% had a 3.0, almost 200 to the dean's list, and 47 had a 4.0. How rewarding is that as an athletic director, that you can see success? Obviously, on the court, on the fields, those type of things, but also in the classroom.
I think there's a great correlation there, and those student athletes that are focused and wanting to get their degree as they're here. I think those student it's really rewarding, and it's fun to see. It's fun to see. We have a sash day, and we're at the end of the year. I think before graduation, I'm trying to think when it was. Early May, we had it, and we were able to congratulate and have a little breakfast with all the student athletes that are graduating and having their Mizzou athletics on their gown. And I think that's really neat to see, and it's neat to see student athletes come back after they've been out and been very successful. And Mizzou alumni can be very proud of what's going on, both in within their programs, the athletics programs, but also what's going on in the classroom and the type of student athlete that's representing Mizzou, both on and off the court.
Jim and I'll be back to close out Tiger Talk after this. Tiger Talk, of course, presented tonight by Academy Sports and Outdoors. This is Mizzou Sports on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Missouri Tigers. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Welcome to F-150 Radio, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Dean, go.
I'm all about lowering the bar, like I only brush my teeth on Monday.
The new Ford F-150 lineup raises the bar by being number one in towing, payload, and torque. It can make you more capable.
Capable, shmapable.
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
When properly configured, class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds, GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
The Club at Old Hawthorne, a golf course of incomparable quality and uncompromised standards. It's everything you look for in a golf course and country club, which is why it's also the home to your Mizzou men's and women's golf teams. Make Old Hawthorne your home course. New sports and golf members pay only social dues rates until April 2019. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit oldhawthorne.com or call 573-442-5280.
We're back for more Tiger Talk presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low prices every day. This is Mizzou Sports on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College. Be sure to download our podcast, Inside Mizzou Athletics, presented by Shelter Insurance with Mike Kelly. Each week, visit www.mizzoutigers.com/podcast and subscribe today. Academy has 9 convenient locations in Missouri, including one right here in Columbia and in St. Peter's. Or shop online at academy.com, Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics. In our final segment here, we'll wrap things up with Mizzou Director of Athletics, Jim Sterk. Jim, it's obviously an arms race, continues to be an arms race in intercollegiate athletics. South End Zone Project comes online this summer. What do you have down the road in terms of facility needs for Mizzou?
Well, it was The flood of 2018 in the Hearns, the insurance really helped us make some renovations there. But also Shannon mentioned the video board was a big improvement there. The center hung video board there that is really helping our wrestling, gymnastics, and volleyball teams will really change the atmosphere there. The needs in the future, track and field, both indoor and outdoor, those tracks need to be replaced. We're working with the city on a cross-country course, so a really neat development there. Football field project, we have a practice field that we need lights on and needs to be resodded and some video towers there. Baseball, we replaced the infield of the baseball field with an artificial surface and the outfield needs to be done. That's a little over $1 million to replace that and desperately need an indoor tennis replacement there as far as the indoor tennis facility. And that's a community project as well. The community uses that almost as much as our student athletes.
Tiger Scholarship Fund, Jim, recently launched its 1839 campaign with the goal to get to 18,039 members. For a department like Mizzou that doesn't get any state or university assistance, how important is this campaign for the future of Mizzou athletics?
Yeah, and for those that, as far as our budgets, we return almost 20% of our budget to the university in the form of tuition and institutional support and services like police and parking and band. And we pay our utilities ourselves, and there's an overhead that we pay to the institution. So it's important for us to generate, and we need everyone's support. The 1839 came about because we're sitting currently 13th in the SEC as far as the number of donors that annually support the Tiger Scholarship Fund, and the goal there is to get around 18,000 of our annual supporters, and getting students, alumni, and fans and supporters a goal they can achieve and really go after and tie it to the first year that the university was founded. And so it really opens the door to showcase how our Tiger Scholarship Fund donations positively impact student athletes. A lot of them are first generation, and that support impacts the university and the state of Missouri. So we think it's we've had positive reaction to it, and people are really encouraging their friends and family to join.
In the last 30 seconds or so, Jim, here, if Mizzou fans could do one thing to make a positive impact on Mizzou athletics moving forward, what would that be?
That would be I think to support our scholarship fund. I think that's the biggest need, and or in the season tickets, or purchase a ticket to an event and come and be a part of the great atmosphere that our student athletes are performing on a daily basis. They're great representatives of the university and the state, and I think people can be very proud to support the program.
Jim, thanks for the time tonight, and I appreciate you giving up an hour of your Monday evening to join us out here at the Zimmer Studios for tonight's show.
All right, Nick, thanks.
We got to the finish line, folks. That's the most important thing. For Jim Sterk and Shannon Welker, this is Nick Jost saying good night from Columbia. We will be back to normal next week with the Robin Pinchton Show at 6 p.m., followed by the Konzo Martin Show at 7 from Buffalo Wild Wings in Columbia with Mike Kelly in the driver's seat on many of these same Tiger Network stations. Good night, and thanks for listening to Tiger Talk. Good night, everyone.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Tiger Talk has been brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. And by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Central Bank Tiger Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.